We are all searching for guidance. We meditate for guidance. We look for guidance. And we fail to find the fact that I am guided from within. I am guided from within. The only place my guidance comes from is within. I may seek in the outer for guidance. I may seek in the outer for ways to accomplish things. I may educate myself in the great schools of the world. I may train myself under the master teachers of the world. And I may seek out all that I truly am, all that is me, all that is who I am. And then I stop. And I listen within myself. And I say, I am guided from within. If I could train myself to start from the get-go, when I was born, to listen within, if parents could teach this to their children, if religious people could teach this to the world, if philosophers could teach it to the world, if we could know, but within each one of us, is all wisdom, is all knowledge, is all guidance, is all truth. Within each one of us, it is there. And it's up to us to listen within and follow that guidance from within and enjoy that guidance from within and realize that we already have within us the power of our meditative word. As we learn to speak our word, as we learn to think our thoughts, as we learn to follow the guidance from within, we'll find that there is no other guidance of any importance in our life except the guidance that's within ourselves, the guidance that comes from the very heart of our being. We stop and we listen. We close off all those outer forces, techniques for meditation and techniques of how to meditate and what you should do, your positions, your attitudes, your ways of thinking. But you are meditating at all times because to meditate means to think. And so we're thinking all the time. There is not one moment of our existence where our thought system is closed down. Every moment of our existence, our thought system is in high gear. It is thinking so busily, so actively, so fantastically that it sometimes drives us a little bit batty. We sometimes say, no, 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 cool it. Let me take a rest. I want to stop this world. I want to get off. It's too much for me. And when we say that, we're saying that we are not responsible for ourself and our life and our words and our thoughts and who we are. We turn off our inner guidance. We don't really turn it off. We just ignore it. And we can train ourselves very readily to ignore our inner guidance because it is something that we've been trained to do from childhood on. Don't say the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't be so sure that you're right. Don't be so cocksure that everything you're saying is right and good. Be careful now. You know, we're warned again and again and again and again by all the world, about all the world as to who we are and what we are and how we are. And isn't that interesting? The world doesn't know who you are, how you are, who I am and how I am. The world doesn't know my guide. My guide is that being within me, that essence within me, that allness within me. My contact with the universal, that's my guide. My guide is my contact with the universal. It's my ability to say to myself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. My contact with all is within me, and it's within me by my saying it is within me. Now, if I try to look outwardly for my contact, I will get a false contact because I will be looking at the world through other people's eyes and through other people's attitudes about what the world is all about, and this will not satisfy me. This will not fulfill me. This will not make me feel good. This will not make me feel fantastic. This will not make me feel that everything is in divine order. And it will not make me feel that everything's in divine order because of one thing alone, and that is I am not listening to the divine within me. I am not listening to who I am. I am not listening to my thought, my thoughts and my attitudes and my way of looking at life. I am not looking at that. And until I do look at who I am, what I am, where I'm going, what I'm believing, what I'm thinking, listening to the divine within me, until I do that, I will be walking another man's road, walking in the shoes of another being. And that is not the way I want to go through my life. That's not the way I want to go through my existence. I want to realize I am the allness now. I am the totality now. I am the purity now. I am all that is right now. And there is nothing else beside that. And because there's nothing else beside that, I am guided from within. That's my meditation. That's my reality, to be guided from within. And as I'm guided from within, I cannot be misguided. I cannot be taken off into a wrong direction with a wrong purpose or program, because I'm listening to my guide, and my guide's not going to guide me incorrectly. My guide's not going to give me a bad steer. It's not going to say to me something that's not true. My guide's going to say to me only that which is the truth, that which is pure, that which is right action, that which is the allness that I am. And because of that, I live in peace. I live in satisfaction. I live untouched by the world around me, because if it's not my world that is around me that I'm paying attention to, I'm untouched by it. If the world around me is touching me and it is not the world that makes me recognize my reality and my truth about me, then I am on the wrong track. And the only way for me to get back on the right track is by being guided from within. So I am guided by within. I like to walk at my meditation path around the campus here of the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery. And as I walk around the path, I like to think of ways of contacting my divine within. I like to think of ways of being one with it. And so I make my affirmations. And I make my affirmations that I love everybody unconditionally, because I love myself unconditionally. And when I love myself unconditionally, I love everybody unconditionally. And there's no improvement that they need to make. There's no comeuppance that they need to do. There's no awareness of me that they need to have. And there's no praise or any other attitude about me that they need to have. All they do is to say, all is in divine order. All they do is say, all is pure and beautiful. All is magnificent. All is fantastic. That's all they say. And that's all they are, and that's all I am. And as I realize this about me, I'm happy. As I realize this about me, I am in purity, in peace, in truth, in love, in goodness, and all is in divine order. Nothing else makes any difference in my world. Nothing else makes any difference in my life. I am guided from within. As I sit in meditation before I drop off to sleep, I affirm, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And I don't need to know what all in divine order is. I just know that that's what I want in my life, all in divine order. And so as I say, all is in divine order, then it is in divine order for me. As I say, all is in divine order, I am guided from within. I'm guided from within to think other thoughts, which are being guided by being all in divine order. And this is the direction I want to go. This is the life that I choose to lead. I am guided from within. And as I drive my car, I sing the song, all's in divine order. I look at everyone. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal driver. I am the ideal person. And I see me as the ideal person in every way, and so does everybody else. And as I am talking on the telephone with friends, they say to me, oh my, I can hear chimes in your background. Are those wind chimes? And I say, they sure are. They're up here in the mountains, and we have this wonderful warm breeze blowing, and it's causing the wind chimes to blow. Well, I'm in Canada, and it's cold here, and it's terrible. And I say, if you will name everything good and beautiful wherever you are, you too will have in your heart, in your life, wind chimes chiming in the warm breeze that's going across your being and saying, all is in divine order, all is good. And then I blow their minds, because as I finish talking to whoever has called me or whoever is talking to me, and I say, I love you, have a wonderful day. They think, this person loves me. My goodness, somebody in this world loves me besides me. Ho, ho, I like that. And so I feel good, they feel good, and all is in divine order, because that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is that the truth for you? Then go for it and enjoy it right now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Because that's all that matters.